together. That's right, he is awesome. Come on, son.
Turn the song off. I'm going, oh Lord, I just got to let it play out. He is an awesome God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for joining me this morning. I am your host, Minister Daphne Smith. You are listening to Purposed for Godliness Live, live podcast on Blog Talk Radio. I'm so excited this morning about what God is doing, and I pray you are excited too. Listen, thank you for joining me this morning. As always, my desire is here on Purposed for Godliness is to bring biblical insight to current issues, address your need, and plant the seed of godly purpose in you. Okay, so the address for the show, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith, call-in number 347-989-0144. And listen, as always, I want you to know that God has purpose. He has placed his purpose in us, and that's my desire. My vision for the show is that you know what God's purpose is for your life. This is the month of May. In case you didn't know that, this is the month of May, and May 14th was Mother's Day, and also this month is Mental Health Awareness Month, and been trying to talk to you about women in ministry, and also talking to you about mental health awareness. So trying to put those things together today, celebrating or discussing or being an encouragement to women everywhere, and to mothers, to women everywhere. I'm going to talk about women in business. And also want to let you know that the lines are open. If you want to have prayer, we will still pray for you and share with you the love of Jesus. 347-989-0144. So let me stop talking and put my guest on. I have a wonderful, powerful, anointed businesswoman. Praise God, businesswoman. She is a worship leader, creative arts pastor at the Renaissance Church in Lancaster, California, senior beauty consultant for Mary Kay, owner and creative arts director for Renaissance Center at Renaissance Movement. She's a mother. She's a first lady, a mother of four. Now, let me tell you that. First lady and just an amazing, amazing woman of God, and asked her to be on the show to share with all of us what God has placed on her heart, particularly as far as business and being a woman of God and being an entrepreneur and a businesswoman. So without further ado, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you all this morning First Lady Nicole Irvin from the Renaissance Church at Renaissance Movement. Good morning.
Woo-hoo! Good morning, Minister Joplin. How you doing,
good
lady?
Huh?
What a blessing to be on here this morning with you.
Oh, it's a blessing to have you. It's a blessing to have you. So tell us a little. Tell us a little bit about yourself and share with us what God has placed on your heart this morning.
Sure, sure. Well, I want to first give honor to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Whoop, whoop.
Yes.
God is awesome. He affords us platforms to speak to people anywhere, everywhere, whenever he just feels like it. So I just want to honor him. Thank you, Father, for this morning. Thank you for using me. Blessing me more you this morning, Lord. I also would like to thank my husband, Senior Pastor John Revelator Irvin, who is awesome. I think it's cool when you're married and you are married to someone who understands ministry outside of the box, because ministry is beautiful and needed from the pulpit, but it's also needed out in the world too. And so I am just graced to be under a covering that understands that ministry can happen in business. It can happen while you're doing makeup, while you're painting a painting, while you're singing a song. So thank you, sir. Thank you, hubby, for allowing me the opportunity to jump on here. And then Daphne, Minister Daphne, I would like to thank you for having me. You're just so kind, and I've enjoyed getting to know you over these past couple of weeks. So thank you. Thank you.
Oh, God.
But, well, today I believe the Lord has put on my heart to discuss business as it pertains to building a brand for women entrepreneurs. There's some fears there, and also maybe a lack of skill that we all kind of gone through when we're trying to establish a business that the Lord's put on our heart. And so I have developed basically just a 7-step to building a brand, kind of going over what is branding, the basics of branding, kind of just releasing the idea that it's not okay to brand, that it's not okay to be bold. It is okay. God gave us boldness, and we ought to be getting the word out about our kingdom businesses, right? So I'm going to just go over that. Unless you have any questions for me, I'm just going to get into the points. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay. So I just want to kind of dispel the lie that we can't build our personal brand or our business or kind of get the word out there with a shoestring budget. So you can brand yourself with little to no money. All you need is a little work ethic and some innovation, and you can get the word out. So how you can start doing that is step number one. Being authentic. I think that's a word that we just kind of throw that around a little bit. Being authentic kind of basically means asking yourself some questions as a business owner. Ask yourself, what's your purpose? What do you feel called to do? What do you stand for? You know, those are questions that people are going to ask you anyway. And they might not even ask you directly. They're asking it every time they scroll your Facebook. They're trying to figure you out. They're trying to see, well, what does she stand for? What's her culture? Like, what's her purpose? And why is she even doing this business? And so I think if we're truthful in our delivery and in how we're presenting our business, if we're authentic, that will assist in the branding process because it's giving people a full picture of not only the product or the service we're selling, but about ourselves as a company leader. And so that's super huge. Number two would be becoming difficult to copy. So this is something I've learned, right? Isn't that a good one? That's something that I learned in business school a couple years ago. I remember having to write an entire thesis on what makes me hard to imitate, you know, as a businesswoman, because there's so much of the same out, right? Which is good, because even though there's so many cupcake shops or so many, jean selling companies or whatever, there's just so many Starbucks. There's something unique about every location and every business owner. Mm. And so I think it would benefit us to take some time in prayer and ask the Lord, okay, what aspect of my cupcake business, right, would you like for me to highlight? What's going to bring you the most glory so that I'm not, so that I'm become hard to imitate? And so in thinking about that, you have to ask yourself questions like, how should I be specific? You know, how can I solve a specific problem? Or how can I, how would you say? Like, basically reinforcing your brand image by staying personally involved. So how can I reinforce? Okay, let me take Renaissance Center as an example. So I own two businesses. I own my personal Mary Kay, business, and then I have Renaissance Center, which is a community art center in Lancaster that I run with my husband and our team. And so Mary Kay is kind of easy. The branding process of Mary Kay is kind of already there. The culture is there. The heritage is there. So I'm just basically putting out what the company has already established. So maybe Mary Kay is not a good example here, but Renaissance Center would be. When people see imagery or video footage of what my husband and I are doing in the arts, we are reinforcing our brand image because we're staying personally involved. So I think that's key. A lot of people will start a business and they'll just kind of take their hands off, prematurely, when in actuality, when you're branding, you're establishing. You're still building foundation. And so if you're not personally involved, it's hard for people to identify with what problem you're trying to specifically solve. If they don't see me, teaching a vocal class or painting a photo or in my community working, rolling up my sleeves and getting involved, then it's hard for people to see me solving a specific problem. And so the way you become hard to imitate is you do stuff that people can't do. And so you just make yourself difficult to copy because people can't do what I do and people can't do what you do, Minister Daphne. Mm. Everybody does something awesome, but what do you do and what do I always see you solving in your community or in your state? And so, wow. So those are questions that I think we just kind of bypass. I think branding's become like watered down to like, I need $500 for flyers and $200 for business cards, and then I'm branding myself. No, actually, none of what I've mentioned thus far costs money. It's more just making sure that we're asking ourselves, the pertinent questions that we need to ask ourselves so we make sure we're portraying the right answers. And so, step number two in branding is be difficult to copy. Find a way to make it to where it's hard for somebody to imitate you because, someone can't do makeup and paint and sing and raise four kids like I do. Maybe someone else can raise six kids, but they can't raise four like I can raise them, right? So now I'm making it difficult for people to copy me because I'm doing me. And number three would be to be all in. This is something I learned in Mary Kay. It's our current campaign with our line of sales is just the motto, be all in. And what that means is make sure that the product or the service that we're branding or offering to the general public, making sure that we are about what we are pushing. So, for example, at Renaissance, if I'm pushing summer class enrollment, right, it would be interesting. It would actually go against my branding. It would go against good branding to enroll my children in the summer camp at the Y in this season because I'm branding myself right now, right? So
yes.
If you walk into Renaissance Center at any given time, you'll see my four children enrolled in some of our class offerings because that's part of branding too. If someone's like, well, she's not all in, you know, they offer dance class at Renaissance Center, but I saw her twin girls enrolled at, you know, Dance Studio 93. And so I don't understand why, you know, if she was really about the classes she's pushing, wouldn't her kids be in the class?
Wow.
You know, if it's that great, you know, and I remember that becoming even more clear to me when I watched our current mayor in the city of Lancaster. His name is R. Rex Parris. And I've watched him over the last decade grow and brand his law offices, his firm.
Mm.
And when I first moved to Lancaster, he had one office out here in Lancaster. And now I recently checked back in and noticed that he's expanded to Los Angeles and Costa Mesa, California. And, you know, I like staying up, you know, with my current events. And so I did a little research and I was looking and I said, man, his kids, they've grown, you know, at sitting around the dinner table, I'm sure, hearing, you know, all kinds of law firm lingo and all kinds of stuff that's going on in the law world. And so I'm looking and watching how his firm has grown, and I scroll down on the website, and I see his baby, Mayor Parris is, well, he's not a baby anymore. He's a grown man. But I saw his son has joined the firm as a very strong attorney himself. And it made me think, okay, if that doesn't give credibility and free branding to your business, I don't know what does. Because now you're telling me that your business is so strong that it inspired your own children to follow in your path, basically. And so his son, Kale Parris, is now an attorney, a blossoming attorney in his own firm, and will probably at some point inherit that legacy that Mayor Parris is leaving. But I said that to say, if you're not all in and people can't see you attending your own event and focusing on networking consistently, and if they can't see you out and about shaking hands and seeking sponsorship, you know, seeking corporate sponsors, staying active in your community, if they don't see you consistent, you know, consistently active on social media platforms, if you're not building visibility on your own, then no one's going to, basically, if you didn't light your fire, no one's going to throw wood on it. So it's up to us. It's up to us, right, to be all in. And it's
yes.
The same. I mean, I'm not trying to start preaching, but it's the same in ministry. You know, if I'm not repping God like he's cool, no one's going to want to be a Christian, right? And so
yes.
I have to be all in my faith. I have to be all in as a mommy. I have to be all in business. It's the same thing. And I think that we make business really hard to understand sometimes, but it's really how we should live our day-to-day. If I'm not all in at the job, they're going to fire me and put somebody else in my place because they need somebody to rep their company, right?
Wow.
So yeah, that's part of – yeah, that's some good stuff, man. They took me through the ringer on that one in business school, making you really, really sit down and write it out and think about what do you stand for? What are you all in about? And if you're portraying that on a day-to-day in your walk and in your walk as a businesswoman, that's just natural branding, and it's free. It's free to show people that you're all in about what you do. So that's three. That's part three. Part four would be, this is so, so dear to me. I love education. I've been in school for a long time. But number four is staying studied. Stay on top of your branding game. You have to be filled and skilled, right? So we love Jesus.
Yes.
I love the mind of God. I was actually in ministry school. I was studying how many times the Bible talks about being skilled. You know, you hear about skillful musicians in the Bible. You hear about skillful carpenters. You hear about skillful Proverbs 31 women. And there's probably way over 60 scriptures in the Word of God that talk about just being skilled. And I think that that's important in entrepreneurship to keep growing, mm-hmm. to never stop, because I think, okay, like I have a couple of degrees, right? And I plan on going for my doctorate one day. But I feel like when we get a degree or when we get a certification, right, we just kind of like, we all do it. We just kind of fall into a little bit of laziness because it's like I attained something, you know, I reached a goal, kind of allow ourselves to just kind of like stop and get complacent because it's like, well, I reached my goal. But yes. I feel like in the Lord, we were talking about this last night, it's like in the Lord, he's constantly calling us at every age, at every milestone, to keep growing mm-hmm. and keep stretching, right?
Yeah.
So for me, he's like, girl, you have to grow. I don't care if you've made such and such amount of money today. Go make more. I don't care if you've yeah. lost 10 pounds. Go lose more. I don't care if one person got yeah. saved. Go disciple more, right? He's
yes.
always saying just keep increasing your skills. And so as an entrepreneur, if you're not up with your current events, that's bad. If you're not up on your politics, that's bad. And if you're not getting, if you're not getting skilled in your area of expertise and learning the new trends, so for instance, I'm a makeup artist. If I'm not staying in with the new trends, now I'm not saying I have to be about all the trends or like the trends, but I need to at least know what they are, right? And so you have to keep in and know what's going on and stay ahead of the game, stay studied. Reading as an entrepreneur becomes your best friend. Reading is huge. Have to read, have to pick up a book. And if you just can't pick up a book, do what I do, because I'm always ripping and running. I will plug in a book in my car. And so, like, I subscribe to Audible, and I'll just put Audible on and listen to a book in the area of my expertise or my spiritual growth or my business growth so that I can always just keep my mind refreshed.
Mm-hmm.
And then the most important thing to do as an entrepreneur, especially as a Christian entrepreneur, is to stay studied in God. Because if you're not taking God time, if you're not asking God, what are you saying, then how do you know which way to direct your business, right? So this month, I'm like, Lord, I have to grow a team. You told me to grow this thing, so I need to hear from you. I need you to tell me where these ladies are, because they could be anywhere. They could be in New York, Chicago, I don't know. So I need you to tell me, what would you have me do with your business, God? And so that might not apply to everyone, but for a believer, that's super number one on top of my staying skilled. I have to stay in my word so I know what he's saying. You know what? Because what he said yesterday might not be the same that he's saying today. And so
I have
to stay in him. So stay studied. That's level four of building a brand. Is if you're not studied, you know, if you're not studied, I don't know. You know, if you don't know how to get on Blog Talk Radio, I wouldn't take you seriously. But you are branding. You have a page. You have a calling number. You have a name of your show. So I take you seriously because you're branding correctly. And so I think that, you know, God always calls us to a level of excellence. And if we're branding excellently, we're going to stay steady. So,
wow.
God is something. So I have three more points. I have three more points,
no,
but
I
don't want to just keep yapping.
I was just thinking, not to cut you off, but I was just thinking when you said stay educated. It is amazing to me that when it comes to because it's a lot of work to be educated,
uh-huh.
and not only a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of work, it's a lot of money. It's not cheap to be educated, and so sometimes Even in church, I mean, if you go to Bible study, all right, you got to buy a Bible. Maybe you all have books. You got to buy the books. You got to come out. It's gas. I mean, there are things that we have to do.
Of course.
And we take it so lightly, like it's going to come by osmosis.
You know,
some things don't come by osmosis. We have to get out and do something. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. And I mean, a lot of that is, like, you're right, it's very costly. A lot of this is free. You know, there are libraries and there is the internet. But, but you know, when you want to invest in a degree or any type of certification program, that is definitely an investment. And so I like to look at it that way. You know, I'm probably like most Americans. I do have school debt. But I do look at it as an investment. As an investment, you know, because I need to stay skilled. If I'm going to claim any kind of business savvy, I have to stay skilled. And so I'm with you on that.
Yes. But it's worth, here's the thing, it's worth the effort. Even in salvation, Jesus tells us to count the costs. It's worth the effort. It's worth the investment. And I mean, that just rings a bell for me, because it's worth the effort and it's worth the investment. Even when we get lazy, if you think about the investment, let me put it like this. If you think about the investment, sometimes that helps push you, because, you know, you got to do what you need to do because you have invested your time, your money, your energy, time away from family, friends, all of these things to do what you have to do. So, yeah, just thought I,
That's good.
Okay.
Absolutely. Well, I don't know. Did you need me? Did you need a break or did you want me to continue?
Keep continuing.
I know, I remember
go ahead.
You saying. Okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
So I think I was saying, level five. The step number five to building a brand is to be consistent. We've kind of discussed that earlier about you don't want to start something and then drop the ball, right? So your brand has to be seen, and your brand has to be seen visibly on a consistent basis. And so you want to make sure that your consistency isn't just in the timing of what you're doing, but also in the look of it. So basically, you're looking the same across all platforms. So if Renaissance Center has a flyer going out, that logo needs to mirror the logo that's on our business card. Or if Renaissance Center, you know, the logo has to basically be the same in a season of branding, because wherever you see it, you want to be able to identify it quickly. And so it needs to be the same across all platforms. I've seen that done well, and I've seen it done bad. There's times when people will try and early on switch it up. You know, like our logo for Renaissance Center is a night helmet. And so now that we're in year 5, 6, 7, you know, of branding, we're kind of developing variations of that night logo. Like maybe instead of white this year, we're doing red or whatever.
Okay.
But early on, when you're first establishing your brand, it's vital not to change it up on people so that they can quickly identify. So, like, when Nike first came out with the swoosh, it was just in white. You know, you just saw that everywhere, white on a black tee or whatever. And then as they grew as a company, you start seeing that Nike swoosh on everything in different colors, in camo. You know, there might be two on a shirt. You know, you can play around with it at some point, but when you're initially developing a look, it's important to be consistent there. And the goal is that you're building trust. So the reason for the consistency is that you're building a household name, right? So when I want Aunt Jemima syrup, you know, I need to know that it's in that bottle with the shape. That's
yes.
When I go to the syrup aisle, that's what I'm looking for, and it's a household name now. So I can send my baby boy to the store and say, go to the syrup aisle and look for the bottle that's shaped like my auntie, right?
Oh, you're talking about Miss Butterworth.
Yes. Well, I mean, Miss Butterworth.
Yes.
Right. And so, what, you know, when you're talking about branding, that needs to be consistent, because I need to be able to know, okay, that's something I trust. I can trust that Ms. Butterworth is always going to be in that bottle, right? And
yes.
So that's important, just being consistent. And then number six would be to work on your personal image. That's pretty, I mean, that's kind of well known. You know, if you take any work readiness, you know, or work prep class, they'll tell you, you know, you have to dress to impress and yada, yada. Everybody knows that. But in terms of branding, it's not just, you know, it's mandatory at this point. When you're branding, you want to find a look that conveys the purpose that we talked about in number one. When you talk about being authentic to yourself, Let the purpose of what you're doing, let what you stand for and what agenda you're pushing create an image. So at Renaissance, we're pushing the knight helmet because that signifies, you know, going to war in the arts for us. And so what does that look like in our attire? What's that, you know, should we all be wearing, you know, dresses and three-piece suits?
Yeah. Wow. Okay, praise God.
We have to take in mind the demographic, the generation we're in. How would that be received? And so that's important when you're working on an image. We were talking about this the other day, Minister Daphne, about the number one sales rep in Mary Kay is a beautiful black woman named Gloria Mayfield Banks. And she's been in the game for some decades, 20, 30 years. And she has this one haircut. And she has this one look that she reps everywhere she goes because it's part of her brand image. She's been rocking this short, curly haircut for some years. She always, always has a bold statement necklace on. You know, statement piece jewelry is what she rocks. And so when you see her headshot anywhere, you might not remember, you know, her name even, but you know who she's connected to because she just has this one look, this one image.
Yes.
And
yes.
So that's what we should be striving for when we're branding. And then lastly, number seven would be to be fearless. Fearless. Have to be fearless. Not only is this scripture, but it's going to benefit you in branding and growing your business. You have to cancel out all fear. You have to get a grit to you. If you're a woman in business, you have to have grit anyway, because of just the way things are set up. We have to come in a little bit harder than most people as women entrepreneurs, but you have to be relentless. You have to develop an it can be done attitude. So this is something I learned from my husband. He is the boldest person I know on earth, and he taught me to always say it can be done. I'm very analytical and strategical, and so sometimes when he says, I want to do ABC, I'm like, well, what about EFGH? Looking good. It's good. It's awesome because, you know, God uses it to we're balanced. But the idea in branding, as it pertains to branding, is to always say, it can be done. It can be done. Tell yourself, I don't care. I know it can be done. I'm working on the problem-solving part of it. So it can be done. Now I just have to figure out how it can be done. And so there's a boldness that comes when you're branding yourself. There's a boldness that comes. You don't start thinking, well, I don't know if I'm going to be braggy if I post this post on Facebook. Or I don't know if I'm going to sound like I'm tooting my own horn or whatever. Nope. I have to be bold if I'm going to get my image out there. And so, you know, with tact, we don't want to be, like, overposting and abusing, you know, our friends on social media platforms and whatnot. But with tact, you have to be bold. You have to do the work. If you don't do some type of daily post or some type of daily purposeful, you know, way to project your image, like either in your dress or in a motto or in a campaign that you're pushing, if you're not consistently bold, then fear is going to creep in. Timothy talks about that. 2 Timothy 1, that's a favorite scripture for many, that the Spirit of God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and a sound mind. And actually, another translation of that scripture says self-discipline instead of sound mind. I like that translation. I think it might be the Amplified that speaks about having a sound mind is the equivalent of having self-discipline. And so if you're not disciplined, right, isn't that deep in business, right? And so if you don't have self-discipline or a sound mind, then you're walking in the spirit of fear. And so I had to finally tell myself in business, there is no fear. The only way you're not going to succeed, and I actually heard this recently from my director, Brianna Gossett, and Mary Kay. She was talking about the only way you're going to fail in your business is if, one, you allow fear to take over your mind, because we allow it. Fear doesn't just happen. You have to welcome it. You have to welcome it in now. Okay? So if you allow fear to set in and you allow yourself to just let your arms hang loose, like rubber, you got to stand up now, warrior up, and say, no, I'm bold. God did not give me the spirit of fear. He gave me power, okay, which means I have authority now, and I have self-discipline. So my self-discipline is going to tell me, no, every day I'm going to chip off at this branding thing. Every day I'm going to do something, even if it's for 5 minutes. I am going to brand this thing that God gave me, and I'm going to push it out there. And so we have to do the work. So the only two things that are going to kill your success is fear and not doing the work.
Wow.
So cancel the fear out and do the work, and then you'll succeed. So we're having faith and work. We're praying and we're getting up and running. You're doing both. They're coupled together for our success. And so I'd like to kind of end on that, actually. Just going away with a spirit of self-discipline and a sound mind, going into, you know, any type of business venture, when you're thinking about branding or pushing what God has given you, do the work. Ask God. I know it's risky. I just want to speak to anybody who is fear-stricken right now. It is risky. It's risky. Mm. But I'm telling you today, if you don't risk anything, you risk even more. Risk it all. If you don't risk anything, if you don't have faith in something, you know, if you don't just go out there on faith and say, God's got me on this, then who knows what else you're risking, right? If I don't go get a second or third stream of income, then I'm putting all my eggs in this one income basket. I don't know what's going to happen with that. Mm-hmm. You know, God gave me no fear. He gave me authority, and he gave me dominion over. I mean, we're kingdom builders. Any type of woman of God who's an entrepreneur knows that we're not just doing this to make a check. This is ministry. This is every time Minister Daphne takes over a section of the radio, that's where God can get the glory. Anytime I take over a section of I don't know, the city of Lancaster, then God's spirit is going to dwell there. Or anytime I have a makeup party, the Spirit of God is going to be with me there. And so God is for us here. He's like, girl, if you don't succeed, he wants us to succeed because it gives him glory.
Yes.
And so anyway, make an investment in yourself. Make an investment to create a source of second income. If you have a business idea, I stand in agreement with you that it would not only bless your family, but that it would bless the kingdom. And that many would be saved and touched by it. In the name of Jesus, that's my prayer. I lift up your finances in the name of Jesus. I say that you are blessed. Woman of God, you are blessed, and you have no fear. And our income is wavering, and all kind of stuff is wavering, but God is not. And if you have a desire in your heart to start a business or grow your business, know that God is on your side. He is team go get it. God is all about go get it. Because if you can operate in authority and dominion in the land, then he gets the glory. He gets the glory because you're taking over. It's kingdom takeover. And so I'm just in agreement with you today that you are successful. And I just want to thank you, Minister Daphne, for having me. It's been a blessing.
Praise God.
Yeah, that's my Yeah, I'll say them one more time for anybody who's taking notes. Seven steps
Okay.
7 steps to building a brand. Number 1, be authentic.
Okay.
Number 2, be difficult to copy. Number 3, be all in. Number 4, stay studied. Number 5, be consistent. Number 6, work on your personal image. Number 7, be fearless. In the name of Jesus.
Yes. Amen.
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 I was going to take a break, and then I said, let's just keep going.
Anyone
has any questions, out there, 347-989-0144, or get in the chat room and listen, or prayer, if you want prayer, or you have a comment, 347-989-0144, or get in the chat room, blogtalkradio.com/Daphne Smith. Make sure if you call in, press the number 1, so I know if you have a question. Right before the show, I was looking up, and you said the virtuous woman. I'm not going to read it. Because it's in case you all don't know, it's Proverbs 31. It's a hymn or a metaphor of what a good wife or should be. But you need to read it. You need to read it in the Message Bible, because it is amazing in the Message Bible. It says she dresses for work. She rolls up her sleeve. Help me,
girl.
She's
girl.
She's eager to get started. She senses the worth of her work and is in no hurry to call it quits for today. She's skilled. She shops around. She looks at property and buys it. And then it says she sets the money aside to plant a garden. I mean, come on now. This is what we should be doing as women. It says her husband is greatly respected. She's well-made and elegant, always has a smile. I'm like, oh, my Lord, help me, Jesus. you know, read
that's
it
my,
in
that's
the Message
my go-to.
Bible.
Huh? Mm-hmm. I said, that's my go-to scripture.
Yeah, read it in the Message Bible. It is amazing. Also, just to give you all scripture, in Acts 16, it talks about Lydia, who was the seller of purple. That was her brand.
Yes.
Wow. I was like, okay, God. But that was her brand.
Isn't that awesome?
She was a seller of purple. And the Bible talked of her, and she wasn't a local person. She came from another town, but she was well known for selling a purple cloth. And listen, women, I guess she didn't have a husband or whatever, according to history. So she was the head of her house. She was a traveling salesperson. She wasn't poor. She wasn't poor. She was not even Jewish, but she believed in God. And someone that went to synagogue.
Yes. No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah. So it's in the Bible.
Yes.
We need to do as women. And even for myself, we were talking yesterday, and you made a comment, and I'm going to tell my comment because I make mistakes in branding. Let me just say this. And my husband has always told me I make mistakes in branding. So everybody else's picture is bigger than mine. So Nicole said, why is my picture? I'm going to tell what I did. Why is my picture bigger than yours? I'm going, huh?
Right.
Well, my husband's been telling me that for the longest. But here's the thing for me. I feel so pretentious if my picture is big.
Yes.
You know? So now I have to be bold.
Yes.
And put my picture and let my picture be bigger.
Yes.
Also,
yes.
For the brand, I have to have a logo.
Yes.
So because this is what Nicole told me yesterday. She said, where's your logo? And I was going, oh, I thought I had one. Nope, I don't. So now And I do have a logo for another ministry, but and I have to use that one more. But I have to have a logo for purpose, for godliness. So
yes,
all of these things, whether you are a man or woman, whatever, everybody, we have to, if you are out there, people need to know that you're out there. I don't have a specific hairstyle because I love hair and I love hairstyles. So I don't have a particular hairstyle.
We're all guilty. We're all guilty.
And take the wig off. So I don't have a hairstyle. But here's what I do have. My favorite color is purple.
Right.
So now I have to figure out how to connect that with every part of my ministry. So that's kind of where I am now. So I just want to encourage everybody, every pastor, every person in ministry, every business person, it's okay to have. I'm telling you, when I read the script, I said she had a brand. It was purple. So every person in ministry,
you go, girl.
It is okay to have a brand. It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay.
Yes.
It's okay to have a
brand. Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And if I might.
Go ahead.
Oh, go ahead. I was going to add to your, when you brought up Proverbs 31, and you know how it just continues to list and list and list all the elements that made her a businesswoman, right?
Yes.
But it starts with talking about how it's the very first scripture in that section says, a virtuous woman who can find, right? And if you look up, if y'all go look up the definition of virtuous, it means having high moral standards. So like righteous, ethical, having an upright mind, like being, you know, having good morale. And so this kind of ties into our salvation that God is constantly working, our progressive sanctification, our day-by-day, you know, betterment. And so I'm interested to see if you have any, you know, callers who are like, dude, I really want my business to thrive, but I know that it's going to start with me becoming a virtuous woman, you know, a woman of morale, a woman of class. Somebody, you know, Lord, make me righteous so that I can do all those things that the Proverbs 30 woman was doing. But we can't get righteous without God, man.
No.
I don't know about you, Mr. Daphne, but I can't get pure and have a morale about me and a work ethic without the mind of Christ. And so I just feel
without
like
the mind of Christ.
Come on, man. I need his mind because my mind is,
Yeah, and also when you read virtuous, the word virtue, it has to do with a warfare.
Girl,
being a soldier.
Come on.
It has to do with warfare and being a soldier. It is here's what it is. It's a woman that has all of, you know, all of these qualities that we just struggle. But it's a it's a woman that has high moral standards. But it's a woman that's capable in business and that's fearless. All of that you talked about is the part of being a virtuous woman. It's a person that's high moral standard and is fearless and is capable of warring in the spirit, you know, capable of doing all of these things that God has called us to do and be a woman.
Yes.
You know. All right, so I don't want to get into that, but and
look,
I'm a woman. I'm glad to be a woman. I'm not confused. Okay, so it's, we don't have to step outside of being a woman to take care of business.
Come on.
Still be women and still have fingernails and hair and stilettos and a dress or some nice jeans or whatever it is that you like and still, even if it's tennis shoes, you know, and still be what God has called us to be.
Right,
so,
but still taking over for Jesus.
Still taking over for Jesus and doing it with class.
Yes. <All right.
laughs> And doing it with class. Okay. Right. Listen, First Lady, I know we didn't talk about that. We're going to have to talk about that another time. But tell us where your church is. We got about 7 minutes. So tell us where your church is. Tell us in these few minutes what you all at the Renaissance Church is doing. Tell us.
Yes, I would love to. Renaissance Church is founded on biblical principle. We love Jesus. We are a Christian church. And we are on the corner of Cedar Avenue and Lancaster Boulevard in the beautiful city of Lancaster. We are a creative arts movement type ministry. So anybody who knows, anybody who loves art, is involved in art, music, visual and performing arts, we want you to come visit any Saturday that you're available. Our services are Saturdays at 7 p.m. And it's church out of the box. It's just an amazing service. We've actually made it a little bit theatrical. I'm so happy with what God is doing there, because our services are Christ-centered, but it's done in such a way that you've probably never experienced before. So I'd love you to come experience that with us. Renaissance Church on Lancaster Boulevard in Cedar. That's 606 West Lancaster Boulevard. And you can follow the movement on Facebook at Renaissance Movement. So just look us up, Renaissance Movement. And, it's a good time. We just have a good time in the Lord, glorifying him with the gifts he's given us. And so to God be the glory. That's our shout out at our church. We just give him all the glory, keep none for ourselves. And he's just cool. God is cool.
Yes, he is.
Yes.
Yes,
and
he
for
is.
Anybody.
Yes, he is.
Yes. And for anybody looking to join me in business, I would love to have you as well. You can find me on the web at www.marykay.com/Nicole. And my name is spelled a little differently. It's N-I-C-O-L-L-E, so double L's. And you can find me online, and I can help you for free. I can help do your facial or makeover and or coach you on how to start your own Mary Kay business. So I'm excited to meet my new sisters in Christ, either in business or at the ministry. I would just love to meet you guys. So,
amen. 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 So listen, you guys, it is okay for us to do business. I think I am learning this in this wonderful stage of my life, and it's okay if you are older too to learn this. Ooh, it is okay. Amen. As long as we are alive and breathing, we can do this. We can do this.
Yes.
All righty. Listen, you all, thank you so much. We have a few minutes even for our callers, 347-989-0144. I would like to do this. I didn't do it earlier, and I know my husband is probably around doing something somewhere. But if I can get him online just to have a few words to say. Pastor Smith.
You rang?
Yes, I did. Yes, I did.
Well, hello,
okay.
Pastor.
We got, like...
Hi, how you doing? How you doing? I heard some wonderful things about you.
Oh, praise God. It's good to meet you over the radio.
Amen. Amen. Pastor, this is my husband, Pastor Smith. Okay, Pastor, for a couple of minutes, just share with us. I didn't put you on at first, so just share with us before we say goodbye.
Well, I was listening to y'all talking on the radio, and I love to hear strong women talking about doing things for God and doing things for souls. It just inspires me, because you don't really find women anymore, hardly, that strong. And if they are, people then beat them down so much that you don't even know if they have the strength in them. But God put something in each man, in each woman, to work for him. But we lose a lot of this stuff because we try to do everything for ourselves and don't acknowledge God. But once you put God in the center of whatever you're doing, you always come out with the victory if you stick with his word. I'm the type of person, I just believe the word of God is right. I believe that God wants to back up his word because he cannot lie. So if you stick with the word of God, you'll always come out with the victory. That's why we have to have you out there talking about what you're doing. And while you're talking mm-hmm. about it, always representing God and letting them know that he is the one up front. He's the one that we serve. He's the one we get our ideas from. He's the one that put things together. Jesus is our source. If we can just remember that he's the source. It's not the president. It's not government. It's Jesus. Because anything that's here and exists is because God allows it. But he is yet
Amen.
On the throne. He's yet our source. God bless you.
God
yes,
bless
amen.
You. Thank you so much, Pastor, for those words. And listen, you guys, I got to let you go. I could stay here all day, but I know Nicole has things to do. I have things to do. Renaissance Church, go and visit. I plan to go and visit soon. Check her out on the website of Mary Kay. Check me out, Purpose for Godliness, on Facebook. Also, our church. Page, website, all of that stuff. I'm going to upgrade, y'all. So I'm upgrading this weekend.
Yes.
I'm doing
Woo-hoo!
Some rebranding this weekend. So
yes,
listen,
we are purpose
love
traveling.
You all. Love you all. Love you, Nicole. Thank you so much for joining me this morning. Pray for us.
Love
we
you.
Are praying for you. And
yes.
listen, guys, I want you to know that you are purpose for godliness. God bless you. Have
yes.
a wonderful wonderful, wonderful day. God bless you.
Victory. We have
a victory.
Victory.